I love... Goodbye, Jack,
she said, and I saw the tears coming at last. I nodded, feeling my eyes heating up, and leaned forward to key off. Her face became alarmed suddenly, and she asked one last thing. She asked me to tell her that I wasn't doing this for her in any way. I said I wasn't, straight-faced and not lying much. Then I keyed off. Borglund began to laugh. I looked up, startled, then furious. He was back at the console. He had been listening in.
A peeping Tom now?
I asked him, snarled at him. He continued to laugh. It was a deep, powerful laugh, like the rest of him. It unnerved me, but I lashed out as if it didn't, about how he might as well listen in to me while he could, and then in on others later, because he sure as hell wouldn't have anybody of his own from now on, not unless you count the daughter of somebody he was beating to death in another room. She'll do it, Borglund. I was really rolling now. She'll do it to keep Papa alive, but she'll hate you. She'll want to throw up when those fat pig hands and that fat pig body... He cut me off with his raging. I had hit something. Don't give this to me, pig. Give it to her. But don't expect it to keep her from vomiting into those blue eyes. You're dead and gray and laid open, and she'll see it. He was very quiet. Is it worth it? I asked him, and smiled ugly through dry, caked lips. Is it worth what you've done to be what you're going to have to be for the rest of your life? He was still quiet. And something else. I remembered the look he had given me the last moment in the ship when he had laughed with such bitterness about Banshee. I had thought Banshee was destroyed, and he had laughed in that way that looked like it hurt. But not now. No help from that now, goddammit. And don't start on that damned war, Borglund. A lot of people came through that war. He was excited again, and angry.
You don't know anything about it, Crow, he roared. You damned adolescent. You don't know anything about what it was like, what it meant, how...
His voice trailed off. I know one thing, Borglund. I know it when I see it, and it's you. His eyes went wide, confused, vulnerable. You're the damned war, Borglund. You and your punks are now. You see any other ants around here? He was quiet for a beat or two. Then he leaned forward to the monitor and spoke in a dead voice, bright red dead.
You're gone, Crow. Gone. I don't care if you try to give up now or not. Either way, I'm going to see you stretched and bleeding.
And then I was standing up from my stool and yelling at him and shaking my fist at the screen and saying there wasn't much chance of that when he was in orbit and safe and hiding and still running away from the fighting. Borglund screaming back that by God he ought to come down there and show me just what the hell fighting really was. And I shouted louder, shouted over his fury and outrage with fury and outrage of my own and more with the fear the sight of him gave me.
You come down here, pig, and I'll cut them off and bounce them on the bridge. God damn it, he was coming right now, and he yelled at somebody to take her down, and then he whirled back to glare at me, and together, against each other, we reached up and keyed off.
Men are so cute. I woke Holly. Borglund was sure to lighten a bit on the way down, and it was never going to be a case of dueling pistols anyway. I was going to have to get to him on my own, but he would be there. He would be on the planet and in range of some kind of chance, some kind of scheme. I laughed. The plan had raised its throbbing head at last.